Somebody who is a chaver, somebody who is very careful about tumah and tara, he wants to make sure he's killing, don't become tameh. And this person lives together with an ama aret, an ignorant person, in the same chatur. And the ignorant person is not aware of hilchos tumah and tara. And if he touches the kelim of the chaver, his kelim would become tameh. The shachach kelim b'chatur, and the chaver forgot some of his kelim out in the chatur that he shares with the ama aret. Afilu chaviyos mukafos mipsil. Otan or mukot mitzil hari elu tamim. Even if the count that the chaver left in the chazer are barrels, earthenware barrels that are tightly sealed, and earthenware kelim can only become tamim from the inside, not from the outside, and these chaviyos are tightly sealed, so it's impossible to touch them from the inside. Or even if the kli that he left outside is an earthenware oven that's also tightly sealed, even so, those kelim would be considered tamim. And even though the Amaret cannot have been mitame those kelim upon contact, since touching them from the outside would not be mitame them, and he can't touch them from the inside since they're tightly sealed, still it's possible that the wife of the Amaret, when she is in Nida, move those kelim. And the din is that the kelim would become tame if Nida would move them, so therefore we have to be afraid for that scenario, and those kelim would be considered tame. Rabbi Huda mitahar betano, bizman shel muka tmitzu. Rabbi Huda is mitahar an oven that was left out in the chazer that he shares with the Amar, if the oven was tightly sealed. And since the oven is tightly sealed, it cannot become tummy by contact. And if the Amar touched it from the outside, it would not become tummy since it's an earthenware kli. And the Amar cannot touch it from the inside, as it's tightly sealed. And we don't have to be afraid that the wife of the Amar, when she's a Nida, moves the oven, as the oven is generally attached to the ground and cannot be moved. So therefore, if the chaver left an oven out in the chazer that he shares with the Amar, the oven, if it's tightly sealed, would be tar, according to Rabbi Yehuda. While the Tana Kama disagreed, he did not differentiate between a Tana and a Chav. Even though it's impossible for the wife of Amar to move a Tana since it's attached to the ground, the Tana Kama did not want to differentiate between something that's attached to the ground and not attached to the ground. So he is geyser, he makes the sera that even a Kli that's attached to the ground, if the Chav leaves it out in the Chatzar, that Kli should be considered Tame. Rabbi Yehuda, I have a Tana Tame, Achi Yasalo Mechito Gavoa. I'm sorry, it's fine. Rabbi Yossi said, even a tana that was left out in the chaser, even when it's tightly sealed, should be considered tameh. As Rabbi Yossi agrees with the tana kama that we're a geyser, that even a kli that's attached to the ground should be considered tameh, unless there's a fence of 10 tefachim high around the tana. In such a case, we don't have to be geyser. Now, since there's a fence around the tana, the amaris can't get anywhere near the kli, we can consider the kli tar. Somebody who gives kelim to an amaris to watch. Tmei and tmei meis, u tmei and medr. When those kelim are returned to the owner has to assume that the kelim are both tmei meis and tmei medr. And since he unfortunately chose an amaris to guard his kelim, an amaris is ignorant about tumah and tara, and he would be mitame the kelim if he has them. So therefore, he has to consider them tmei meis, as maybe there was a meis in the house causing the kelim to become tamei, and he also has to consider them tamei medr, as maybe when the wife of the amaris was in need, she sat or lied down on the kelim. So therefore, when the kelim are returned to the owner, he has to be mitar the kelim both tamei medr and tumas medr. In makiro shehu ocha betruma dahirim mitamei medr avot tamei medr. If the owner of the kelim recognizes that the amaris who is guarding the kelim is a kohen who eats truma, so therefore he would himself would be tar and would not be mitamei the kelim. When the kelim are returned to the owner, they are tar mitmei meis. He doesn't have to be concerned they became tamei meis, as Amaris is careful about tumah and tara, since he eats truma. But the kelim would have to be considered tamei medrus, as maybe the wife of the Amaris, when she was in Nida, sat down or lie down on the kelim, as the wife of the Amaris is not careful about tumah and tara, maybe she was mitamei the kelim with medrus. But therefore, even though he does not have to sprinkle on the kelim from the ape or the paraduma, since we don't have to be concerned they became tamei meis, but he would have to be type of the kelim in a mikvah, since we're afraid that he can't come and measure from the wife of the Amar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Masolo Teva Melea Begadim. Pitzmashi Hiro says that Tamei Medr. Rabbi Yossi said, if the Chavar, somebody who's careful about Tumah and Tara, gave a box full of clothing to an Amar to watch, if the box is tightly packed with the clothing, that the clothing reaches to the top of the box, when the box full of clothing is returned to the Chavar, he has to consider the clothing inside the box Tamei Medr. And since the Bogota reached all the way to the top of the box, maybe the wife of the Amoret sat down or lied down on the top of the box, causing the clothing inside the box to move. And that would cause the clothing to become tummic. And even though she's lying down on the box, not directly on the clothing, since the clothing reaches all the way to the top, when she lies down on the box, she caused the clothing to move, causing it to become tummy medrash. Imeinu rotzeta, tmei madav, af al pi shamapeach biyad habal. But if the box full of clothing that the chaver gave to the amar to watch was not tightly packed with begadim, the begadim did not reach the top of the box, so that when the wife of the amar would lie down on top of the box, she would not cause the begadim inside the box to become tummy. In such a case, the begadim inside the box would not be tummy medrash, would not be an avat tumah, but it would be tummy madav. This is a more lenient tumah than tumah's medrash. It would not be an avat tumah, it would be matami other kalim. It would be a vlada tumah, a lesser tumah. It would only be matami oklin and maskim. And since she did not cause the actual begadim to move, the clothing inside the box would not become tummy medrash, but it would be tummy madav, the lesser tumah, to be matami food and drink. Even in such a case, that the key to the box in the hands of the owner, that the amaris and his wife do not have access to the clothing inside the box, since they don't have the key, even so, the clothing inside the box would be either tamei medrash or tamei madav, as even though they can't get access to the actual begadim, since whether the amaris might lie down on the box, the clothing inside the box would be tamei when it's returned to the owner.